Well, the upbeat sentiment has flowed readily from the government over the state of the economy. Jobs are back, consumers are buoyant, business is booming, and the massive debt, well, money's cheap, so don't worry. But talk to many in the travel industry and it's still a world of pain, with the government insisting the borders will remain shut until at least mid-2022, and don't take that as an absolute either. That has now forced Qantas to push back its optimistic goal of an October return to international flights. Alexia Atwood reports.
The federal budget paints a picture of an Australia closed off from the rest of the world, even after a full vaccination program is in place, until mid-2022.
It'd be great to be able to go overseas. You know, it's been a while, especially having family overseas as well. That's a big thing. Can't visit them. It does suck, but I understand it.
What's the situation with your son?
He just lives in America, and I'd very much like to see him.
Do you think that if we sped up the vaccination program, that might assist?
I think it certainly would, yes. Okay. Very disappointed in the vaccination program here.
It's hurting people here and abroad. Chef Dean Cadell owns two restaurants in Bali. He says without international travel, the island is a shadow of its former self.
For those that have been to Bali, you wouldn't recognise it. It's seriously, especially the south of Bali, it's completely deserted. Shops are closed, restaurants are closed, super shopping malls are empty. It's just missing the tumbleweeds blowing down the road, basically. It's a very, very sad state of affairs. Australians love Bali, and without the Aussies, it's just not Bali.
Dean Cadell used to employ around 130 people, but now can only keep four on. He's written a cookbook to raise funds for the staff he can no longer look after and charities that operate in the area.
We don't know when it's going to end. And if you didn't know when it was going to end, you could at least put a plan together. But it's the unknown that is what is emotionally, I guess, making a lot of people unstable.
Are you pretty connected to the Aussie expat community over there? And what's the feeling on the ground there amongst the Aussies?
We ask each other how we're going every now and again, trying to keep in touch. But we're all in the same boat. Nobody knows anything. It's desperation. It's desperation to see your staff. You can't look after people forever, and it's so hard. And I think every month that this drags on, it gets tougher and tougher and tougher. To think that we already survived 1 year of this with no tourists is amazing. To think that we're going to survive too, I just don't see how these people are going to get through this. I really don't.
Wyan Chambers is a teacher in Darwin. She sends money over to her friends and family in Indonesia who've lost their jobs in tourism because of the pandemic.
Sadly, that's what I have to do, and especially that my family are actually diagnosed with COVID. The three of them, my sister, my mother and my father, actually diagnosed and were in a hospital for about 2 weeks.
She has conflicting feelings about border closures.
As sad as it is, no, I don't think opening that border would be a good idea unless we know for sure, you know, that it's going to be safe. Safety is going to come first. You know, at the end of the day, yes, everyone missing their family, that's pretty sad. But we have to make sure that safety come first.
Qantas is now pushing back the date it plans to restart international flights from October till the end of December. The airline says it will be contacting anyone who's bought tickets that need to be cancelled. Minister for Finance Simon Birmingham was asked whether the Flying Kangaroo will receive an additional economic package as a result of the border decision.
We're getting huge uptake in relation to growing domestic travel at present. More than 650,000 of the subsidised tickets have been sold and are providing a boost right across different parts of Australia right now. Many tourism operators are actually reporting the fact that their bookings are looking stronger than they've ever looked before. Now, some are doing it tough as well. So there's a movement in relation to what's happening in the tourism industry. And so we're going to look carefully at all of the analysis going forward.
Patricia Savilli is the owner of one of those travel agencies that needs support.
We're feeling absolutely worried about the future. We're filled with so much uncertainty.
She says even if borders open mid-next year, it's going to take a while for international travellers to start coming to Australia at pre-pandemic levels.
Even if the borders were to open, the confidence of the travelling public would take a while for it to come up again, and people and having travellers being confident enough to hop on a plane.
The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has stated on the record that she's more ambitious than her federal counterparts when it comes to opening international borders.
Well, look, I'm always very ambitious. I'm probably more ambitious than what was there. I'd like to see us really work as fast as we can to get our population vaccinated, and that's why the New South Wales government was the first to step up and say, let the states help.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian, Alexia Atwood reporting.